You already knew that Rock Chalk Sports Talk covers KU sports like no other radio show in the show. So, how could it get even better, you ask? By adding a guy who eats, sleeps, and breathes KU, David Lawrence. DL and Nick Schwert on Rock Chalk Sports Talk every Monday from 4 to 6 on the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to RCST with Nick Schwert. My name is David Lawrence, and Javon Carter coming back for his senior year, and he was kind of the Perry Ellis make fun of because he looks like everyone's uncle on the court this year. And, of course, good news, Javon will be coming back for the Mountaineers. Let's go bring in our good friend, the voice of the Mountaineers. Tony Caridi joins us now. Tony, that's got to be great news.
It is, absolutely, David. It is big news. Not totally surprised. I think that pretty much all along, he just wanted to get a gauge as to where he was. I don't think there was any tremendous fear within the program that he was going to go, but I think that Bob Huggins was totally comfortable with him seeing what other teams are saying and learning what else he needs to improve on as he gets ready for the senior year. So, be quite honest, I would have been surprised had he left, but not totally shocked at all that in fact he's coming back, and yes, that's huge news for next season's team.
Tony, Nick Schwert here. I'd imagine with him back in the fold that he's got to be, or at least will be, in the conversation along with a guy like Devontae Graham for a player of the year in the Big 12 next year, don't you think?
Yeah, I would think so. You know, he was the defensive player of the year, not only in the league but in the nation last season. So I would think that he'll be in that conversation as a player of the year candidate, which is quite an accomplishment for him. He was not a kid that when he came in was tremendously recruited. In fact, I was talking with him this past season, and I guess quote unquote his biggest offer was Valparaiso coming out of high school, and there were a couple of Ivy League schools that had shown interest as well, and West Virginia was really his only Power 5 school that he received an offer from.
Tony Caridi, the voice of the Mountaineers, has Brian Haney by about a half inch for the tallest play-by-play voice in the Big 12 Conference, and a great guy just like my man B. Haney, who's going to join us a little bit later in the show. So your recruiting class, talk about that, who's going to be joining Carter, Ahmad, Daxter Miles, and others, which has got to make you one of the favorites for the Big 12 Conference, but talk about who's going to be joining them.
Well, it's going to be a big class. There's a total of five guys. David, one eligibility is still a question. A kid by the name of Derek Culver, who is the most highly decorated of the players coming in. A kid out of Ohio who could be a four or a five. And the other, a couple of other spots, they went with some couple of JC kids who are going to be coming in. And there's a young man from in-state by the name of Brandon Napper, and he prepped last season at Hargrave Military Academy and did quite well. He on a very good team, he averaged over 20 points. I think he finished up at 23 points per game. What will be interesting is to see, and probably will happen, that he will become the backup at point guard. Last year, West Virginia had Tariq Phillip as the backup behind Carter. I think Napper becomes the backup, and potentially you could move Carter back over to his more natural position as a shooting guard and let Napper run the show. Napper's being described down the road, not finished product yet, but down the road, a Juwan Staten-type player who's going to have a better jump shot, so a guy that can take it to the basket. That'll be interesting to say. And as for the JCs, as you well know, you just don't know exactly how long it takes them to buy in and get the change in the whole deal. When you come here, you're going to be required to probably do things that you haven't been required to do before, especially with the press style that West Virginia has. And so sometimes it takes guys a month, sometimes it takes them a semester, and sometimes it's not until that second year. But they, you know, they're pretty comfortable with the guys that they're bringing in. And, you know, there's a couple of other guys that you saw maybe get some, you know, slight playing time that were younger guys this past season on this team. And one guy in particular, a foreign kid by the name of Magic Bender, they feel he's got all the kind of skill in the world, but David, he just lacked total competence last season. So question becomes, how quickly can he get it? Sagabaugh Konate, the shot blocker, how quickly can he make that freshman to sophomore change? So they've got the pieces. I think they'll be in the discussion, you know, as far as a contender. But, you know, I don't know how, you know, Kansas is going to be the number one pick, obviously. But West Virginia, last couple of years, you know, has been at that two spot. This year finished up two. And so I think they'll be in that neighborhood again.
We're talking to Tony Caridi, the voice of the Mountaineers, here on Rock Chalk Sports Talk, New FM 101.7, 1320 KLWN. Juwan Carter announcing he's returning for his senior season in Morgantown. Last year was a great season, as you kind of alluded to there, for Bob Huggins and company. But with everything they have returning and that big recruiting class that you just referenced, do you think it's a possibility that this team could take a step forward this coming season and actually be better than they were a year ago?
Well, you know, so when you're pretty good to begin with, as you guys know, that the hardest part is getting better when you're pretty good. It's pretty easy when you're bad to get better, right?
Right.
So there's less margin. You know, it's so difficult because you just don't know how the chemistry is going to develop. You know, we lose Nate Adrian, and he was like a coach on the floor for this team. And you lose Tariq Phillip, who had a toughness about him. So you hope, you know, that you're going to have those kind of kids that will come in and fill those spots. But it would be totally, you know, a guess. I mean, potentially, dangerous word, could they be, you know, as good or better? Yeah, potentially they could. But it'll be hard. It'll be hard to get that when you're going to – I'm not saying it's not possible, but chances are how I sound like a politician here. It's going to be hard to do that.
Tony, I have a problem. Everyone knows the consensus pick of preseason is going to be Kansas, West Virginia. So in your opinion at this point in May, who is a preseason number three and who's preseason number 10 in the Big 12?
Oh, my gosh. Here, let me just say this. Let me just say this to you. I find it absolutely delightful that on May the 22nd, you guys are talking basketball because I think you're the only bastion in the league that's talking basketball right now. So I think that's great. It's just so hard, guys. I mean, you know this. I mean, last year, you know, with this time, we're talking, hey, Texas and Shaka, and when their second year is going to get cranked up, and that just never happened. So it's just so doggone hard. I mean, when I look at this league right now, I don't see any, like, there's no gimmies. You know, back, yeah. I've told you this before, David, that when we were in the Big East, while it was a bear, you already knew, though, when the season was going to start, that you could put X's next to some games that you were going to win for sure, right?
Right.
So now how does that happen? Where do you go? I mean, that Texas Tech coaching staff, I think they're extremely good.
Yeah.
And
TCU, I mean, scary.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, well, you think Jamie's not going to win? Jamie's going to win. And they were, you know, at the end of the year, they went on their run and they won the NIT. And that's, and they just, you know, they're continuing to load their personnel up. And, you know, maybe you say Oklahoma State, because of the transition, you know, two straight years they're transitioning. Maybe they take a step back. But it's just, as you guys know, I mean, we're those of us, Nick and you and I, and all of these fans, you know, we know what it is, right? And so we're prejudiced in our opinion of the quality of the league. But when the RPI keeps coming out and saying it's the number one league, it's that way for a reason. So it's just so hard, you know, night in and night out. So it's a total. Here's what's going to happen. I'll tell Cal. With all that being said, here's what's going to happen. Some team that's expected to be real good won't be, and some teams that's expected to be bad will be. How about that?
There you go.
It always happens.
That's what always happens. Yeah.
I think you're running for mayor of Morgantown with that political.
I don't know. I mean, I just hope it's not us that doesn't meet the expectations. You just don't know. I think the league will be very similar to where it was next year. I mean, Baylor is always intriguing. You know, where do those guys go? It's just when I, you know, I'd be lying if I said that I've been thinking about it a lot lately, but I just know that it's just every single time, it's great. It's great that every single time you go out there, you just really, truly don't know. No, there's no givens.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we're going to let you go. I am going to bother you this summer because we are going to be talking football. We're pretty excited about our football team in 2017. But before we go, I mean, you're known throughout by the tailgaters as the school that brings the homemade moonshine. Yeah, you have a favorite moonshine story?
Yeah, and by the way, you're the guy that, yeah, I do. I do have one. You're the one that keeps bringing that up there. I tell you, the next time you come in here, we're going to get you some real stuff and light you up. So that's not my cup of tea, figuratively and literally. But I was walking out once from a football game, and these people said, "Hey, you got to come over. And I've never tasted it before. This was just a couple of years ago. And they said, "We got all kinds of flavor. We got watermelon. We got peach. You got to try it." So I did. And I mean to tell you, buddy, I don't know how people ingest that. I truly don't. It was like, whoa. But yeah, and you, as you well know, that's even becoming along the line of the craft beers and everything like that. It's becoming more and more accepted, and yeah, you know, people are selling it, and it's big time stuff.
Yeah. Well, we haven't seen it coming out clear like it is in Morgantown, so it's always interesting.
And any flavor you want.
It's all clear. Hey, Tony, thanks so much for joining us. Have a great day, and we'll be talking to you over the summer.
Thanks, man.
It's my pleasure. Nice being with you guys.
Thank you, Tony.
That is Tony Caridi, the voice of the Mountaineers, joining us on Rock Chalk Sports Talk, new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. Do you think he's right? Do you think we're the only people talking college basketball right now, mid-May?
Yes.
But this is Lawrence, and it's just different. This is KU.
There's no question about that. But we're going to be talking football in our next segment.
We will, but before we do, I want to just throw something out there. He mentioned, and I think he's spot on with this, there's always one team we think is going to do well, and they don't. Always one team that was Texas last year. There's always one team we don't expect to do well, and they do. And there were a handful of those teams in the Big 12, depending on what your metric is for judging that. But I want to throw my suggestions out there for next year. I think the team that's going to be expected to do well but won't will be Baylor. I think that not just Jonathan Motley.
That's new news.
What? What do you mean? Every year,
Baylor, you know, does not live up to expectations.
Well, they were a borderline top 10 team for much of last year. So it depends what you're...
They were absolutely the best team in the country in November, late November.
Right.
But they... you know, ended up at about 20,
but
like 25.
But I'm talking about them being bottom of the Big 12 sort of deal. And their expectations are going to be to finish in the top 4 or 5 at the conference.
It's hard for me to do this. Now, Oklahoma State, because of the, not that recent now, but the coaching transition again that was unexpected, it would be likely to put them there. But the other team before that was Iowa State. And it's just hard because they've lost everyone.
Right.
And Tech and TCU, the bottom dwellers, the bottom feeders for, you know, throughout the existence in the Big 12 Conference, they are much improved. And TCU, you can make the argument there that they could even have a shot at that number 3 position. But it's hard to say Iowa State at the bottom. You know, even though I don't really like them anymore because they hate us so much.
And they don't really have the same aura that they had with Hoiberg.
It's a basketball culture there.
Right, but now Prohm is without any of the Hoiberg leftovers, and you kind of wonder, what's it going to look like now? Okay, now you're going to have to bring your own guys in, and this may be a down year for them. I just wonder what that era is going to look like, because this is when it officially begins for them up in Ames.
The overtures of Sweet Caroline may not be quite as joyful in Ames, Iowa.
He's David Lawrence, Nick Schwert, Rock Chalk Sports Talk, new FM 101.7, 1320 KLWN. We're going to do the positional breakdowns for Kansas football this week's subject.
Offensive line.
not the big uglies. We're not calling them that anymore. And I'm leading the charge.
As in I ever did?
People do. People say it. But we're here to dispel that myth.
Idiots say that. Let me tell you, idiots, Nick.
It seems as though you're directing that in my specific direction. So
no, you're a bright young man.
So we'll do that on the other side. It's 420 Rock Chalk Sports Talk, New FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.